This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A passenger train struck a vehicle and partially derailed along Taiwan's east coast Friday, killing at least 34 people and injuring dozens more, according to police. Survivors were climbing out windows and onto roofs to reach safety shortly after the morning crash. Media reported 350 passengers were on board. Reports said a truck fell from a cliff above and landed on the tracks where a train was coming from a tunnel and smashed into it. The Biden administration is stepping up efforts to convince Americans who are skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccines to get their shots. Surveys show those skeptical are most likely to be swayed by local, community, and medical encouragement by people they know and trust. The president and vice president urge community and religious leaders to keep encouraging vaccinations. They're part of a coalition of public health, athletic, faith, and other groups the administration hopes will help overcome vaccine hesitancy as the nation prepares for all adults to be eligible for shots by next month. Good Friday masses were celebrated across Australia as worshippers told of their joy at being able to mark Easter in person. Last year's services were held online due to the coronavirus pandemic. St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney opened for Friday's Mass with 100% capacity allowed, although the church was not completely full for service. And Peruvians are preparing to spend Easter amidst a strict quarantine after a spike in COVID-19 infections. The Peruvian capital, Lima, began a third quarantine ordered by central government to help prevent an uptick in infections, as happened in previous festivities. The restrictions will be in place until April the 4th. More news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. A more contagious Brazilian variant of the coronavirus has appeared in the U.S. state of Michigan, which has had the nation's highest infection rate in the past week. It was found in a resident of Bay County, where health officials are investigating the person's exposure history. The state health department says the Brazilian variant is considered more contagious than other strains. Variants first identified in Britain and South Africa have also shown up there. Michigan's health director is urging residents to do what works to slow the spread of the virus, including wearing masks and getting vaccinated. The World Health Organization's director general said Thursday the COVAX facility to distribute COVID-19 vaccines to poorer countries faces a serious challenge to meet demand. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros Ghebreyesus said COVAX has already delivered 35 million doses to more than 78 countries, but there is still a serious challenge on vaccine equity and availability. National security advisors from the United States, South Korea, and Japan are meeting later today to discuss every aspect of North Korea policy, according to a senior administration official in Washington. It is the first such three-way meeting of the country since Joe Biden became U.S. president. The meeting at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, comes after North Korea test-fired into waters a cruise missile and in a pair of short-range ballistic missiles. The senior administration official said Friday's talks would also touch on other regional issues of mutual concern, including the tragic situation in Myanmar and Beijing's growing assertiveness in the South China Sea. Analysts expect Pyongyang, in response to the trilateral huddle, will have an attention-seeking reaction. Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, was charged Thursday with breaking a secrets law that dates back to the country's colonial days, according to her attorney. It is the most serious of the charges leveled against her by the military since the February 1st coup, when Suu Kyi and leading officials of her National League for Democracy Party were detained. Anti-coup protesters were back on the streets Thursday. Some symbolically burned copies of the country's constitution as a group of deposed lawmakers announced a new civilian government to run counter to the ruling military junta. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.